to Numbers chapter 10. 我哋打開民數記第十章，第十章，民數記第十章。好似Tim叔一開始嘅時候同我哋講呢個星期發生啲大經濟嘅問題啊。When we started worship, Tim was talking about the problems with the economy. 大家相信呢，就呢個經濟危機呢，就係幾十年嘅最嚴重。And everybody thinks that this is the worst economic crisis in 30, 40 years. 嗰個會持續啊，未完嘅。It's going to continue, it's not over yet. 銀行倒閉，保險業即崩潰， you know, banks going under, the insurance companies going bankrupt, 係股市又大波動， big fluctuation in the stock markets, 即呢個係世界性嘅問題嚟嘅， and this is a world problem. 我相信咧睇到呢啲事咧，就耶穌翻嚟嘅日子好近。And when I see this, I believe that the return of Jesus is soon. 聖經話我哋聽咧，喺末世嘅時候咧，世界嘅經濟會崩潰。And the Bible tells us that in the last days, the world economy is going to collapse. 我哋呢個星期睇緊咧，就可以係即係滾雪球嘅，一樣影響另一樣。And we can see that the domino effect that can come from all this. 會唔會係呢次我就唔肯定話。And will it be this time? I don't know. 但係好似嘅。But it looks very much like what the Bible talks about. 咁啊，美國要用唔知幾多億嚟搶救銀行嘅歷史未試過。And the United States wants to use I don't know how many billion.To bail out the banks, and they've never done that before. 如果失敗呢，冇得救嘅。And if it fails, it's not going. There's no solution. 一個銀行會冧，第二個銀行冧，第三個銀行冧。And if it fails, you know, one bank's going to go, and then another, and then another, and another. 咁我哋要禱告嘅。奶粉嘅問題呢，又係一個好嚴重嘅問題。And the milk problem is a major problem. 我唔知有幾多個小朋友咧，即係飲開，好似天話佢一路飲啊。即係不過佢兩歲以下嘅，一日飲兩杯以上嘅，即係先至會有問題嘅。大人可能個腎可以過濾，不過要問下醫生先知啊。But you know they say that it's two years and under, drinking more than 2 8-ounce bottles a day on a consistent basis that are in danger, but we must ask the medical professionals about that. 似乎新聞喜歡講什麼就講什麼。You know, the media can say whatever they want, and it's up for us to believe it. 我相信我們要準備我哋嘅主會唔會今日翻嚟？會唔會呢個星期翻嚟 ？I think we need to be prepared. Will our Lord come today, or will He come tomorrow or next week? 有日天空會出現一個吹號嘅聲音 ，and one day there's going to be a trumpet blast in the sky. 我哋就會被召聚上到神嗰度。And we're going to be called up into the sky to meet with the Lord. 如果今日發生，你會準備好去見佢未？ And if it happens today, are you going to be prepared to go and be with Him? 今日我哋喺民數記第十章第一節至到第八節咧，我要睇到一個號筒被吹起。And here in Numbers chapter 10, verses 1 to 8, we're going to see about the trumpet. It will be blasted. 咁我哋系从呢个嘅号筒，我哋睇到神今日有啲咩教导俾我哋。And so let's see what God wants to teach us about this trumpet. 我哋睇第一节至到第八节。耶和华晓谕摩西说：你要用银子做两支号。 都要除出来的，用而招聚会众，并叫众人起行。除这号的时候，全会众要到哪里？你哪里去？你哪里？聚集聚会幕门口。若单除一支，众首领就是以色列军众的总领，要聚集到你那里。吹出大声的时候，东边安的营都要起行。二次吹出大声的时候，南边安的营都要起行。他们将起行，必吹出大声。但招聚会众的时候，你们要吹号，却不要吹出大声。阿伦子孙作祭司要吹这号，这要作你们世世代代永远的定例。一起祈祷 ，Let's pray。主啊，我哋多谢你，我哋从呢个经文里边可以睇到，你今日有个吹号为我哋预备。我哋靠你帮助我哋今日可以明白你今日要同我哋讲嘅说话。愿你祝福今日嘅崇拜，让我哋有耳仔去听得明，去领受。我哋多谢主听我哋祷告，奉耶稣名求 ，Amen。嗱喺呢度讲咧，有呢个吹号咧，即系要追招聚佢哋嚟敬拜神。咁呢个有两支好特别嘅号筒。And here it's talking about that they're going to make the trumpets, you know, and the trumpets to bring them to come for worship. And they have to make two special silver trumpets. 那民数记里面神吩咐摩西做这两支号筒。And so God told Moses here in Numbers to make these two special trumpets. 它是应该用银的，它会长的，直的。And they were made out of silver and they would be long and straight.以色列人呢，佢有好多种号角啊。You know, and the Jews, they had a lot of different types of horns that they would blow. 咁佢我哋教会后边咧，即系喺隔篱主学嗰度有一个咧，就系唔知咩角啊，即系有直直地、挛挛地嘅。And we have one here at the church over in the Sunday school room that's kind of long and it's twisted. 但呢个系一种唔知绿嘅，但系咩嘅吓？山羊啊，我直嘅山羊角啊，哦乱嘅系，有啲乱噶啊啊 ，it's a ram's horn，it's a long ram's horn。嗰另外有啲嘅系真系好弯形嘅，有啲圆圈嘅 ，and then there are some that are just like a circle， you know， 嗯，嗰个我唔知系咩 ，I don't know what kind of animal they're from。嗰个好难吹，但系吹就。咁我諗住今日嚟吹俾你聽，不過咧就吹出嚟咧好難聞。I want to bring it and blow it for you this morning, but every time we blow it, it's got a terrible smell to it. So, leave that alone. 但係呢度做呢兩個角咧就係銀嘅，要用銀做嘅。But here it's talking about two trumpets they're going to make out of silver. 講佢用個錘仔嚟整啲銀啊 ，and they're going to use a hammer to hammer it out.以色列人有个节日叫吹号节。You know, in the Jews, they had a festival that they called the Festival of Trumpets. 如果我哋唔使翻睇，但你可以写低啦。民数记廿九章第一至六节咧，系讲到呢个吹号节。And you don't have to turn there, but you can write it down if you want a reference. In Numbers 29:1-6, it talks about the Feast of Trumpets. 佢系第七月。佢嘅月历嘅第七月第一日系有呢个吹号节 ，and on their seventh month of their calendar, then they were to have this feast of trumpets. 咁但系呢个吹号节咧就要准备佢嘅心，因为系第七月第十日咧系赎罪日。But the feast of trumpets is to prepare their hearts because on the tenth day of the seventh month is the day of atonement.所以佢吹号咧就召集啲人嘅心向住耶稣嗰度，向住神嗰度。 And so as they would blow the trumpets, it's to bring their hearts to worship God. 跟住喺第十日呢，佢就係贖罪日，係贖罪。And then on the 10th day, they would have the Day of Atonement. 咁呢度我哋睇到呢，佢喺啱啱讀呢個經文呢，佢有四種嘅吹法。And here in this verse that we just read, we see that there are four different types of blowing this trumpet. 佢有兩支號呢，係要吹出嚟呢。如果係吹嘅時候呢，即係會眾就要嚟到摩西同埋會幕嗰度。Now, here if they blow the trumpets together, then all the congregation needs to come to Moses in the tabernacle. 所以可以話佢係吹出嚟呢，就好似一個招聚啲人呢嚟敬拜神。And so it's like they're going to blow the trumpet to bring the people so they can gather to worship. 好似係有啲教堂呢，上面有個鐘係咪？It's like some of the churches or would have a bell in the steeple. 跟住以前呢啲打鐘呢，啲人知道啊要去教會嘅。And so, you know, they'd ring the bell and everyone would, oh, it's time to go to church. 咁可能我哋教會呢就可以整一個嘅吹號嘅聲音，係一個嘅鈴聲，係俾每一個人嘅手機。咁每人嘅到時到候呢就響起嚟嘅。And so maybe we should make a trumpet, a sound that we put on everyone's cell phone, and as we blow it, dun, 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 everyone, oh, it's time to come to church. 即係有咁嘅作用喎，佢吹起大家要翻嚟教會敬拜神。所以一個嘅意思，一聽到啊，我要敬拜神，我要敬拜神。但如果單吹一支 ，but if they only blew one of them。即意思就係啲領袖要翻嚟，首領要翻嚟開會，可能神有啲特別嘅説話要俾啲摩西同埋啲首領。But if they only blew one trumpet, then just the leaders would come. Maybe God had something special He wanted to tell the leaders. 咁第二種吹法就係單吹一支嘅。And so the second way of blowing it was just blowing one. 跟住第三個吹法呢？就要大聲兩支一齊吹。And the third way that they blow the trumpet is they blow it loud with both of them. 跟住呢啲以色列人要起行，就係要出營嘅。And then the people would know that it's time to leave. 嗱，上個星期我哋講到呢個雲彩係咪 ？And last week we talked about the pillar of smoke. 跟住呢個雲彩開始喐嘅時候呢，啲人就要知道啊要起行。但可能有啲人咧就瞓緊覺，可能有啲人咧就係做緊餸啊，或者係教緊書，睇唔到個雲彩去邊。You know, so as a pillar starts to move, you know, they would know that it's time to move. But maybe, you know, it's moving and somebody's over here sleeping, or somebody's cooking their dinner, or they're helping in school. 於是咧，個雲彩開始喐嘅時候，跟住嗰兩支號，啵啵啵啵。個大聲吹，咁啊大家知，咦，雲柱走啊，我哋起行啊 ！And so as they blew the trumpets, everyone knows, hey, the pillar's leaving. Let's get out of here. 所以係神用呢個方法話啲人聽係點樣點樣。嗱，當時記得咧冇電視啊，冇收音機，冇電手提電話。You know, they didn't have telephones. They didn't have radio or television. So there's no way to tell the people. You know.So the trumpets was a good way to do it. 咁啊，所以用呢啲嘅吹號嘅一個好嘅方法。咁仲有一種吹法啦。And there's one more way of blowing the trumpet. Look back in verse 9. 睇第九節咧，係講到第四種吹法。喺第九節話：你們在自己嘅地與欺壓你們的敵人打仗。就要用號吹出大聲，便在耶和華你們的神面前得蒙紀念，也蒙拯救脫離仇敵。這個第四種吹法呢，就是當有敵人來侵犯的時候呢，他就吹，大聲吹，給人知道這個吹法不同，有人侵入要打我哋，我哋一齐打佢。So here they must have blown it in a different way. and loudly, and everybody knew, hey, we're being attacked by the enemy, so let's go to war. 所以以色列人有幾種的，即係如果真係出嚟打仗咧，可能啲軍隊帶住啲細嘅圓圈，即係唔知點吹啊。 You know, maybe as the army's going forth in the battle, they've got different types of little horns that the army will take with them. But these two horns, you know, they blow to tell everybody, hey, we're under attack.
講話呢啲即係有啲似，唔知有冇人即係有我咁大年紀咧？我哋以前美國咧細嘅時候咧，即係來唔中會有啲演習啊，即係軍炸演習，跟住整個城市咧就會吹起一個嘅。 即係軍炸嘅演習嘅信號嘅。
You know, when I was young, we used to have a signal that would blow. I don't even remember what they call it in English, but a siren, yeah. A siren for what? A radar, not radar siren. Bombing. You know, they're afraid they're going to come and bomb us. So, you know, they'd sign the siren and the whole city would hear it. You know, and then we'd know, oh, we're under attack, hide.
咁啊，呢度有呢種嘅作用。但我想你留意下咧，呢個第一次以色列人知道佢要打仗。Here
is the first time that the Israel people knew that they had to go to war.
佢係有呢個吹號話佢聽，要準備作戰。And they've got these trumpets telling them, prepare for battle.
但你睇下第九節尾咧。
But look at the end of chapter 9 and what God tells them. 第九節尾呢，神俾佢一個應許，
and here God gives them a promise. 佢話你一吹起嘅時候呢，我會蒙記念。
As you blow the trumpet, God will remember.
跟住呢，也蒙拯救脫離仇敵，
and then you will be rescued from the enemy.
所以神話佢聽，敵人嚟打你嘅，吹呢個號咧，神喺天上咧會記得你。And
so as you're being attacked, blow the trumpet, and God will remember you.
弟兄姊妹，呢個對我哋有好好嘅意思嘅，即係我哋而家唔需要吹號嘅，但係我哋有個方法去呼喚我哋嘅神。You
know, now we don't need to blow the trumpet, but we've got a way that we can call upon our God for help.
係叫禱告。It's called prayer. 當我哋遇到困難，當我哋有問題嘅時候，我哋要去打屬靈嘅999。
You know, when you find you're in trouble and you're facing trials, you have a spiritual 999.
Or for Americans, 911. 我哋有呢個熱線電話，直接向神嗰度，神聽到呢，會係蒙拯救。
We have this hotline to God that when you call out to Him, He will come and rescue you.
應該呢，遇到一啲嘅問題呢，第一時間呢，就係先禱告。We
should, you know, whenever we meet trials and difficulties, the first thing we do is pray.
你同唔同意啊？ 第一時間遇到任何困難嘅時候，第一時間禱告。
You know, no matter what difficulty you face, big or small, the first reaction should be prayer.
但係好多時候呢，禱告係我哋最後一樣嘢。But
so often, prayer is the last thing we do.
我哋係先用曬我哋自己嘅辦法。啊，我揾啲熟人啊，啊，我識搞掂啊，啊，呢啲小兒科我自己得啦。啊，我係點點點。
樣都唔通嘅時候，我哋先至話，不如我揾打俾牧師，叫佢揾個祈禱。You know,
so often we go through all of the motions ourselves. You know, we try and do it our own way. We call some of our friends. We do it this, we do that.
We do all the things that we think we know how to do. And when everything fails, then finally at the end we say, well, maybe we should call the pastor for prayer.
你要話我哋聽，我哋第一時間要發出呢個。
And this is telling us that the first thing we need to do is call an SOS to God.
应该第一时间，因为神话，当佢听到我哋嘅急救信息，佢会纪念我哋，佢会拯救我哋，帮助我哋。
And because God says as soon as he hears this call for help, he's going to remember you. And he is going to help you and rescue you.
好不好啊? 有神来拯救, 有神来帮助的。
You know, that's a wonderful thing. God's going to come and help.
你只要打999。 那可能你说,牧师,我不用,我不是打仗的,我不用理这些东西的。
Maybe you say, hey, no, pastor, I don't need that. You know, I'm not in a war.
但是你是在打仗的。
But you are in a war.
圣经告诉我们,我们在打属灵的仗。
You know, the Bible says that we are in a spiritual war. 甚至乎呢,我们有三个敌人。 And we have three enemies that we're fighting against.
你知不知道?你有三个大敌人。
Do you know that you have three enemies that you're fighting against today?
第一个大敌人是自己。
The biggest enemy you fight is yourself.
你跟我看新约圣经加拉太书第5章16节。
Look with me in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16.
It's
before Ephesians.
加拉太书第5章16节是这样说，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。 因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
So here tells us that we are in a fight with the flesh. The flesh and the spirit are at war with each other.
你信耶稣呢？你里边有个内战。
If you are a Christian today, you have an excuse me, an inner struggle inside.
你这个旧人和新人会相争。
Your old nature and your new nature in Christ are at war.
我这个旧人呢，就是我们信耶稣之前那个人。
Our old man is that person that before we came a Christian.
我们有我们的脾气，有我们的私欲，有我们的 老我,那些,各方面的东西。
You know, we have our old nature, our flesh, our lust, our pride, all those sorts of things, our selfishness, our greed, anger. Before you became a Christian, that guy that you were,
那个自私、骄傲、贪心、发脾气, 你信耶稣之前有很多这些控制不了,又没办法,都是这样做的。但你信耶稣的时候,你成为一个新造的人。
But when you became a Christian, you became a new person.
你新造的人,你有耶稣在你里面。
You're a new creature, you've got Christ inside.
所以你是可以听神的话语,
so you can hear God's voice.
你可以呢,是做神喜欢你做的事。
And you can do the things that God likes you to do.
但你有一个新的人,但可惜旧那个呢,虽然他应该死,但他不喜欢死。
But although you are new in Christ, the old man, you know, he should be dead, but he doesn't like to stay dead.
所以他经常推他的头出来,挑战你。
And so he keeps sticking his head out, you know, and challenging you.
所以呢,你又想跟从耶稣,跟着旧人告诉你,那个人很坏,你不如骂他。
And so you want to be a Christian, you want to serve God, and then the old man comes up and says, oh, that's a terrible guy, you know, be mad at that person. And then some things, you know, get you frustrated, and you want to get angry.
And then,
you know, something gets in your flesh, and you see something about the opposite sex, and you start thinking bad thoughts.
这个旧人在里面, 我们的旧人和新人有这个斗争, 你们试过没有?
Have you ever had this struggle?
我想, 如果你信耶稣, 你是有这个经历的, 人人都有的。
所以我哋呢个一个每一日嘅战争嚟嘅。And this is a constant battle we must fight every day. 我哋需要咧神帮我哋打赢呢场仗。We need the Holy Spirit to help us so that we can overcome. 那我哋第二个敌人咧系世界。Our second enemy is the world. 第二个敌人咧就太吸引。And this second enemy is too exciting. It's pleasing to us. 我哋时时都受世界嘅影响。And we're always being attracted to the world. 同我睇约翰一书第二章十五节同埋十七节。Look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17.约翰一书二章十五节，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父那来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。 The world is a battle against us. 肉体的情欲可以说是钱。 And so the lust of the flesh can be money. 眼目的情欲是欲望。And the lust of the eyes, all those things you're desiring after. 甘心的骄傲 sorry, 骄傲 And then the pride of life is definitely pride.
如果我冇世界呢，冇呢啲嘅广告，打开电视呢，成日话我听我系冇佢不得。是走出街看到个大招牌告诉我听呢，我不用 SK2 呢，我不靓，我就不会想去买 SK2 的。 If it wasn't for all the advertisements on TV and all the big billboards telling me that I need SK2, I wouldn't want it. 但因为我不停受他影响，他告诉我听你需要用这个牙膏才是靓，你需要用这个洗头水才 是漂亮，你需要穿这套衣服才是被人喜欢。You know, but the world keeps bombarding me and telling me I need this toothpaste, I need this shampoo, I need to wear that clothes, and then I'll be pretty.
世界影响我哋好深，系咪？嗰个明星出嚟咁嘅样，个个都要跟住佢咁嘅样。
You know, that movie star dresses that way, and then all of a sudden everybody's got to dress that way. 你唔跟佢咁嘅样，啲同学就话你：，喂，你咁 out 咯。You know, if you don't dress that way, hey, what are you doing? You're not in with it, man. You're old-fashioned.
我哋受世界嘅影响好深嘅，世界咧就影响我哋嘅私欲。
And then the world gets on our flesh.
我个仔话我啲眼镜好老土。
My son says my glasses are old-fashioned.
我话佢听，佢唔信啊。现在他觉得很 in 那些眼镜是 我的年代觉得很老土的。
I tell him, but he doesn't believe me. The glasses he thinks are the new fashion. When I was a kid, they were the old style.
我不想做老土，所以我不用那些新潮的东西，因为对我新潮的是旧的。
I don't want to be old fashioned, so I'm not wearing the new style because to me, the new style is the old style.
我们未受世界的影响很深吗？发型点啊？衣着点啊？世界吸引我哋好厉害。
The world is a battle with us, and it affects us.
第三个敌人系边个 ？Who's our third enemy? 魔鬼。魔鬼系我哋第三个敌人。
魔鬼咧就系用呢个世界攻击你嘅私欲。And Satan will use the world to attack your flesh.
So we need to fight
我要扎定个马。
We need to stand firm and fight against Satan. 魔鬼是讲大话。Satan is a liar. 佢是贼。He's a thief. 魔鬼是想毁坏你的生命。He wants to destroy you.
你唔好听魔鬼的欺骗说话。
Don't listen to the lies of the devil. 魔鬼会将好多嘅假话放喺你心里边 ，and Satan will put all these lies into your heart. 你唔好听 ，don't listen to him.
你要听神嘅说话
，you need to listen to the word of God.
睇以弗所书第六章第十节至到十二节
，look at Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 12.
以弗所书第六章第十节，
我还有未了的话，你们要靠着主倚赖他的大能大力作刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与属血气的争战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔争战。Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
弟兄姊妹，你打紧一个属灵嘅战争。
You are in a spiritual battle.
你需要神的帮助。
You need God's help.
你需要呼求神。
You need to call upon God.
你需要那个属灵的999吹号。
And you need the spiritual 999 trumpet.
我主救命。
The Lord help me.
你知不知道圣经里面最有力的祷告是什么？
Do you know the most powerful prayer in the Bible?
是当彼得呢就是很冲动呢见到耶稣在水上行的。跟着彼得说耶稣如果是你你叫我出来我行去你那里。
It's when Peter, you know, in his foolishness, he saw Jesus walking on the water and he called out to Jesus and said, Jesus, if that is you, ask me to walk over to you. I'll walk on the water over to you.
耶稣说好彼得你出来啊出来行啊
And so Jesus said, come on out, man.
所以彼得他出来行了几步水上行了几步、哦、
And so Peter came out of the boat and he walked down the water a few steps.
他行了几步呢跟着发生什么事
And after he walked a few steps, what happened?
他周围望见到大浪见到水、哦、跟着在那里想、啊、我在水上行着啊
And then, you know, he looked around, he saw the waves, he saw the water, and he said, oh man, I'm walking on water.
跟着呢不望耶稣、哦、
And then he didn't look at Jesus.
于是呢他沉下去。
And then he fell.
他沉了之后呢他讲出圣经最有力的祷告。
And when he went into the water, he prayed the most powerful prayer in the whole Bible.
你可以背熟这个祷告。
And you can memorize this prayer.
你可以当这个祷告是自己的祷告。
And you can call this prayer your own prayer.
好简单啊。
主啊救我。He said, help me.
好简单的祷告哦。
主啊救我。Lord, save me.
好实际是吗？属灵的999。
Spiritual 911. 999.
主啊救我！
所以佢吹号就系咁嘅意思。我哋系需要神，我哋去作战，我哋受到攻击，我哋受到困难，
我哋呼求神。我哋冇呢个吹号，但系我哋可以话主啊救我。
So the trumpet was very practical. They're under attack. They need the help from the Lord. We don't have a trumpet, but we can call out in prayer. Lord, help me.
弟兄姊妹。我们需要做主的精兵我们需要打这个属灵的仗提摩太叫我们呢就要、在第二提摩太后书第二章第三第四第五节、就是、叫我们 做属灵的精兵。In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 to 5, it tells us to be a good soldier for the Lord. 说你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。凡在军中当兵的，不将世务缠身，好叫那照他当兵的人喜悦。人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。Are you one of a soldier in God's army today? You need to call out. 好快呢，我想睇吹号嘅另一个作用，系最后一个作用。我哋睇民数记第十章第十节。And now we want to look very quickly at the last use of the trumpet in Numbers chapter 10, verse 10.
我哋已经睇过咧，佢系召聚啲人敬拜，又睇过召聚领袖，又叫佢准备出营，又叫佢作战呼求神。
We've already looked at it. It's a call them to worship. It's a call for the elders to come for a meeting. It's a call that they're going to leave and break camp. And that when they're under attack, it's a call for help.
但是在第十章第十节还有一个意思。在你们快乐的日子和节日，并月什么？月朔献燔祭和平安祭，也要吹号。这都要在你们的神面前作为纪念，我是耶和华你们的神。
So during their happy times, their festivals, when they had offerings and sacrifices, they were to blow the trumpet.
快乐要吹号。我们刚才敬拜呢，算不算吹号？
As we were worshiping the Lord this morning, is that like a trumpet?
你哋开心嘅时候会唔会？喂，我开心。
When you're happy, when you get excited, and say, "Yeah, I'm happy."
我好开心喎。
Yeah, I'm happy, man.
我哋应该神系想我哋开心，神系想我哋吹号兴奋。
God wants us to be happy. He wants us to blow the trumpet. Be happy.
睇到基督徒苦口苦面啊，我信耶稣。耶稣是个教主，我好开心。
You know, so many Christians say, "Yeah, I'm a Christian. God saved me. I'm so happy."
喂，你个样又话我听你唔开心噶喎。快乐嘅日子，结婚庆祝节日。
You know, weddings, celebrations, festivals.
神是一个开心的神。
那可能这个号呢，它出营入营呢，它旷野的时候才有用，当它入到迦南美地呢，它不需要用。
You know, when they're going in and out, breaking camp and walking around in the wilderness for 40 years, they needed this trumpet.
Once they went to Canaan, they didn't need it for that use anymore.
但是我们在新约圣经我们看到呢，吹号还有个意思。
But in the New Testament, we see that there's another use for this trumpet.
还有这个吹号呢，对你和我很有意思的。
And this is a use that applies to you and me.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们需要敬拜祂。
You know, the Bible says that we need to worship the Lord.
圣经告诉我们，听我们在这个属灵的战争。The Bible says we're in the spiritual battle.
但是圣经都告诉我们，神有一天要召聚我们去他那里。But the word says that one day he's going to call us to gather to him up in heaven.
我们这个吹号在末世呢，要吹起。
And in the last days, this trumpet is going to sound.
耶稣要回来，叫我们上到天家同他一起。
And Jesus is going to come back, and he's going to blow the trumpet to call us to come up to him.
圣经说，我们的耶稣呢，有一天要回来。
The Bible says Jesus is coming back.
聖經話咧，耶穌翻嚟嘅時候咧，係末世。
And the Bible says when Jesus comes back, that is the end times, the last days.
在末世当耶稣回来有件事很特别要发生。
And in the last days when Jesus comes back, there's going to be a special thing that happens.
有个吹号会响起。There's going to be a trumpet sound.
跟着信耶稣的、未死的、还有已经死了，一霎时全部都会升天。
And those who are dead in Christ and those who are alive in Christ will, in an instant, be taken up with him.
同我睇哥林多前书十五章五十一节，五十一同埋五十二。
Look at 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 and 52.
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们。你们不是都要睡觉，即死，乃是都要改变。五十二节，就在一霎时、眨眼之间、号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。
At the last trumpet, the dead will rise and not be corrupted, and we will also be changed.
这个我们教会我们称为被提，提升的提，提起的提，手提的提，被提升到天。
当耶稣回来，那个吹，吹一吹那个号筒，我们会霎时之间改变。
The rapture.The trumpet sounds, and we're going to be taken up in a twinkling of an eye.
睇《帖撒羅尼迦前書》，又係新約聖經《帖撒羅尼迦前書》四章十六節至到十八節。
Look in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 to verse 18.Chapter 4, 16 and 8 to 18, 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒羅尼迦前書四章十六節，因為主必親自從天降臨，有呼叫的聲音和天使長的聲音，又有神的號吹響。那在基督裡死了的人必先復活。以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。这样我们就要和主永远同在。所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
这里讲明被提
catched away.The trumpet will sound. The dead will arise first, and then we, who are still alive, will go up.
弟兄姊妹，我哋一开始讲话末世好近，世界经济崩溃，奶都唔可靠嘅。我哋耶稣仲要等候几耐啊？今日唔系讲末世嘅信息，不过我想我哋有准备。很快的，我相信世界的经济太过联系，就算这次过到关，下一次多数过不到关。
You know, the world is coming to an end. We don't know when. The economy is going to, you know, just going bankrupt. And even if we get through this one, we won't get through the next one. It's coming soon.Are we prepared?
有没有准备？当个吹号一响的时候呢，号筒一响，你有没有这个准备？我会有份。
Are you prepared that when the trumpet sounds, you will go?
因为神是召着我们上到天空，跟他一起。
所以原来摩西做那两支号呢，是象征末世这个最后一次响起。
So, wow, the trumpets that God told Moses to make to gather the people to the tabernacle are a sign of the trumpet that's going to call us to gather before the throne room. 好奇妙神呢一个嘅安排，末世越嚟接近，我哋要准备我哋嘅心。点准备好 ？You know the end is coming and we must be prepared. How do we prepare? 好简单，接受耶稣做你救主。It's very easy. Accept Christ in your heart as your Lord and Savior. 跟住耶稣行，按住耶稣嘅道理打呢个属灵嘅战争。And then you walk as a Christian and you fight the good fight of faith in this spiritual battle. 你遇到咩困难，你打属灵嘅九九九。And when you meet trials and tribulations, you call the spiritual 999. 你以耶稣为你生命中嘅主宰。And put Christ as the Lord in your heart. 如果你咁样做呢，你可以面对呢个人生嘅挑战。你又可以准备好，当佢最后的好筒吹的时候，你可以跟耶稣一起在天上见面。You know, and if you do these things, when that last trumpet sounds, then you can go to be with God in heaven. 其实还有一个很要吹的。But you know, there is one more trumpet that will sound after that. 因为圣经说，当教会被提升天之后，大灾难会开始。Because the Bible says that after the church is called up to heaven to be with the Lord, then the great tribulation will start.
这个大灾难的时候呢，就是魔鬼会找一个人叫敌基督在世界统治全世界。
And in the great tribulation, then Satan will fill one man called the Antichrist, and he will rule the world.
在那七年的时间，世界会是很混乱。And in that 7 years, this world will be
under tribulation like never before.
但七年的大灾难之后呢，耶稣要亲自回来世界。
And at the end of the 7 years of tribulation, Jesus will come down to the earth.
当耶稣回来世界的时候呢，耶稣就要审判这个世界。你跟我看马太福音24章29至到31。
And look with me in Matthew chapter 24, verse 29 to 31.
当耶稣翻嚟嘅时候，仲有一个号筒要吹起。
And when Jesus comes back, the final trumpet will sound.
那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑了，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上堕落，天势都要震动，那是人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哭泣，他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临，他要差遣使者用号筒的大声，将他的选民从四方，从天这边到天那边都召集了来。
It says that after the great tribulation, sun will be darkened, the moon will have no light, the stars will fall, and then Jesus will come back. And with the sound of the trumpet, he will call all of those who are his from the four corners of the earth.
因为在大灾难的时候，有人会信耶稣，但他信耶稣的时候会非常之困难，受很大的逼迫。但是经过七年的大灾难未死的信徒，当耶稣回来，号筒吹，耶稣叫他来，来到他身边。我们在天上跟耶稣一起回来，他们又是大灾难出来跟耶稣一起。所以这个号筒是召集我们来到耶稣那里。几好系咪？弟兄姊妹，我巴不得耶稣第一次喺天空出现，叫我哋升天会合佢。我巴不得我跟佢嗰次，我唔想经过七年嘅大灾难先至信耶稣，系嗰次耶稣翻嚟先被召集，
因為七年嘅大災難好辛苦。You know, I would rather be called when the trumpet sounds and calls us up to be gathered with the Lord, and not wait until during the tribulation to come become a Christian and be called at the end of the tribulation, because that's so terrible. 你今日你會係點？個號筒吹嘅時候，如果今日吹，你會唔會升天呢？因為留喺度嘅。願神幫助我哋咧，可以有呢個嘅屬靈嘅裝備，即係面對我哋人生嘅挑戰。May the Lord help us that we will have the strength of the Spirit to be with us to fight the battles we're facing. 願意我哋係即係雖然冇號筒吹咧，我哋都可以翻嚟聚會敬拜神。And even though we don't have a trumpet to call us, then we would continue to worship God. And 願意如果耶穌今日翻嚟或者好快翻嚟，希望你會準備好，可以上天同佢一齊會面。And I hope that when that last trumpet sounds, whether it's today or soon, that you'd be prepared to go with him and meet him in heaven. Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，你在教育圣经被摩西这一个的吩咐，要他做这两个号筒，所以我们没有一个号筒在他身边，但是我们有祷告的，求你帮助我们记得用祷告向你发拯救的信息，因为耶稣我们实在面对太多的困难，我们身边的敌人太多，魔鬼想破坏我们，主要求你教我们怎样祷告，让我们以祷告来面对人生的挑战。主要特别求你给我们可以准备好自己，让我们知道你很快回来，世界各样的变化都告诉我们你很快回来。主，当你的号筒在天空吹起的时候，我希望可以跟你一起。主，愿意我们当中每一个弟兄姊妹都可以有这个准备，可以是肯定你是我们的教主。所以主，我们靠你给我们能够肯定我们的信心，跟你一起去。我们继续祷告，我不知道我们当中有没有人未信耶稣的，我知道很多已经是决志信耶稣，但是我们当中有没有一个两个是未认识耶稣，但是你觉得咦，如果耶稣今天回来在天空出现吹号，我没有份，但是我想肯定我有份，我想将我生命交托给耶稣，如果你今天要肯定你是跟耶稣一起上天，你说啊，为我祈祷，我想耶稣入我心，我请你举手，我想为你祈祷。有没有？是未曾信耶稣，但是第一次说，我是想肯定我会跟耶稣一起上天堂的。有没有？可以举起你的手，我为你祈祷。说我想成为一个基督徒，我想耶稣入我心，我想耶稣宽恕我的罪，我想有这个属灵的999帮助我面对挑战。有没有？感谢主。主，所以我们多谢你，我们求你祝福我们在这个星期有平安，可以依靠你跟随你。多谢耶稣听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求。默祷之后在散会。